This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander is giving the public a chance to review potential ballot initiatives long before the petition gathering begins. Kander said Friday that initiatives submitted to his office will be posted online, and the public will have a 5-day comment period before his office drafts a summary for the measures. Kander, a Democrat, took office January 14th. Under former Democratic Secretary of State Robin Carnahan, people had to submit a request under Missouri's open records law if they wanted to get a copy of a proposed initiative before Carnahan's office had prepared an official summary for it. Kander vowed that his ballot initiative summaries will be, quote, fair and easy to understand. The Kansas City University of Medicine and Biosciences is considering a possible satellite campus in Joplin. Two people from the school were in Joplin last week to meet with city leaders and scout possible locations. Lisa Cambridge, spokesperson for the school, says a decision will be made in April. Joplin officials say the medical school visited Missouri Southern State University and met with city and business leaders. The medical school has discussed opening a Joplin campus in the past. The talks were derailed in 2010 after a dispute involving the school's president and board. The Joplin Globe reports a developer told the city council that a medical school could add $50 million a year to Joplin's economy. Missouri House Speaker Tim Jones will give the Republican response next week to Governor Jay Nixon's State of the State speech. The Democratic governor will address a joint session of the legislature at 7 p.m. Monday in the House chamber. The GOP response by Jones will be pre-recorded and broadcast about 5 minutes after Nixon completes his speech. The head of the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission has unveiled a plan for funding the state's aging highways and bridges. As Marshall Griffin reports, the centerpiece would be a new 1-cent sales tax.
The one-penny tax would last for 10 years and would need approval from both lawmakers and Missouri voters. Transportation Commission Chairman Rudy Farber says the tax would not be collected on medicine, groceries, or gasoline purchases.
We're not saying we have the final draft of this, but we are asking for input. And we're going to be studying it. The members of the commission, while we have not formally adopted this, have certainly discussed it among ourselves.
Farber says if approved, it would generate nearly $8 billion, $1 billion of which would be used to expand Interstate 70 from 4 to 6 lanes between Independence and Wentzville. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Governor Jay Nixon today accepted the resignation of State Board of Education President Stan Archie. Archie, who was appointed to the board in 2006, represented the 5th Congressional District on the board. Nixon has said that strengthening Missouri's public education system is a priority for his administration. He said it is important for the board to have a clear focus without distraction from its mission, and he will be moving forward with consideration of a new appointment to the board. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.